Mention the name Sleepy Hollow, and our minds quickly jump to tales of a headless horseman. It's quite a story, but some of the pieces have roots in truth in this town. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Prepare for the future of ag technology at Farm Journal Media's Ag Tech Expo, December 3rd through the 5th in Indianapolis. Whether you're a novice or a tech-savvy early adapter, Ag Tech is your go-to source for the latest in the industry. Customize your event experience and gain a competitive edge with more than 25 educational breakout sessions focused on precision ag, using data, machinery and iron, and sustainable technology. Grower and retailer registrations only $99. Sign up today at www.farmjournalagtechexpo.com.
Perhaps the name Washington Irving sounds familiar. It was he who would pen stories still familiar to us today, but his beginnings were perhaps inauspicious.
He did start writing very young. He was considered to be a very average student. He was not studious at all. He'd like to sneak off and go do other things. He would often not finish his homework because all he wanted to do was read adventure stories.
Karen Frazier shares the story from a place Irving would make famous, Sleepy Hollow, New York.
He was the first author to make a living as an author, and that took a long time to do. Being the youngest of eight kids, he got a lot of backup from his siblings. So they took care of things for him. When things were not going well, he got a boost from them here and there. When he actually wrote the stories in the sketchbook, which include The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, he was living with his sister in England.
Perhaps his most famous story is The Legend of Sleepy Hollow, in which Ichabod Crane seeks the hand of Katrina Von Tassel, but is chased out of town by a headless horseman. The names in those stories were familiar to Washington Irving.
The stories and the people in the story actually come from people that Washington Irving either knew or knew of. You take the name Katrina Van Tassel. Katrina Van Tassel is actually the name on a gravestone in the churchyard.
And what of the main character?
Ichabod Crane was the name of a man that he served with during the War of 1812. He just liked the name. And then he took different pieces of other people to kind of put together the Ichabod character. Well, Ichabod Crane himself lived long enough to have read the story and was not really happy with the caricature of what he must have looked like.
People still come here to imagine the story Irving wrote. We take a look for ourselves next time as we travel the countryside in Sleepy Hollow, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.